Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Are you addicted to stress? Some of us are and are not even aware of it. But if you're on a path of living happier from the inside out, you'll definitely want to check into this and start paying attention. Are you addicted to stress? Do you know most of us live in a culture and an atmosphere or an environment that's so common, so familiar, and so typical for us that we're unaware of our surroundings? Not only that we're absorbing a lot from our surroundings, but also that we're giving it back out again wherever we go. Stress is one of those things that's far more common than we're aware of. Just this weekend, I put on the coffee on a Sunday morning for my husband and me, went out the front door looking for our Sunday paper. And thinking, oh, what a beautiful morning, nice time to relax, it's the weekend. I put the newspaper up on the counter and looked at it, and sure enough, the stress that was written across the headlines of the Sunday paper immediately put me in a different frame of mind and caused me to feel a little bit tight. What about you? Do you have things going on in your life that happen all the time, but because they're so frequent and so common, you don't even pay attention? I know the first time that I recognized just how much stress I was absorbing and had actually gotten addicted to was when I was working a corporate job. I had either one or at some points several branch offices that I was responsible for, which meant dealing with a lot of employees, customers, and sales quotas. One night, I was on my way home from work in traffic, and I happened to glance at my hands that were on the steering wheel, and I did a double take and thought, oh my gosh, I'm the white knuckle lady. Well, I had been working so many hours, and I was so immersed in what I did, and I had become, because of my position, the focal point of so many issues that needed to be decided and so many things that needed to be set correctly, that I had been absorbing stress that was really quite remarkable. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, I better find some ways to relieve this stress so that I don't always feel so tired or so tight. What about you? What are the familiar things in your life that you are either drawn to because of habit, that you pay attention to regularly because it's the course of conversation, or because it's just a part of your common daily life? I'll give you one example. Do you wait up to watch the 11 o'clock news at night because someone has told you that there's the latest conflict, crash, clash, or catastrophe, and you better watch it? That's a way in which we can become addicted to stress. In this case, it's generally someone else's stress, but we become addicted to the messages, we absorb it, and we carry the stress with us. I'm reminded today of a great quote used quite frequently lately from the late Mahatma Gandhi. You may recognize it. This is what Gandhi said: "Be the change you wish to see in the world." Be the change. Do you know every time that we become mindful and change our minds or change our focus, not only does it change us from within, but it also changes or adjusts the atmosphere around us. You don't need to be Gandhi changing an entire nation with your new attitude or your new way of comporting yourself. But you can make a big change in your own life and also in the lives of the people around you. So if you're thinking about being happier from the inside out, give some attention today to whether or not you too are addicted to stress. Well, that's in my thought for you. But in the meantime, let's hold on and hear from someone else who'd like to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura For You.
My name is Lee Silverstein. I've been a Floridian for the last 43 years. I am the director of career services at Sanford Brown College. And what makes me happy is my beautiful wife, our grandson, my children, my family, and all the loved ones that have loved me and supported me through my many journeys.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.